You finally got your hands on the County Junior A trophy. How much does that mean?
I don't know. Words can't really describe it now at the minute, Tomás. You know, see the emotion there on the field for all the supporters. Like, we've lost some amount of finals since we came down junior. I think 2011 was our first year. I couldn't tell you. We've lost finals year after year. And we were heartbreak there 2 years ago against Tramore in the 2020 County Final as well. So, look, it's unbelievable to get over the line today. And look, you can see there, everyone is delighted. Players, management, and more importantly, the supporters. It's great for the community.
What made the difference for you this year, Colin, you think?
Ross said it there in his speech. It was the management team. They made the year so enjoyable. And it showed in fellas then came training. We had big numbers every night training, whereas other years we would have been struggling. We would have had 10 or 11 lads training. We had no more than 16, 17, 18 fellas of training every night. And it showed there at the end. You see the subs coming on. Fitness levels were high there at the end as well, to see it through the game. And that's thanks to Niall Collins and Ross, who've been doing a bit with us through the year. And look, as I said, it was the most enjoyable year we've had with Colligan in a long, long time. And thank God we got over the line today.
What difference did Dan Shanahan make over the past couple of weeks?
I suppose he just brought a new, fresh voice to it all then as well. And, you know, you see our hurling there is really sharp, ball to hand, first touch. And, you know, we're well able to finish there as well. And, you know, that's what Dan adds to it. And, you know, anyone like Dan coming along, like, you know, he's a great, great man, great sporting man in Waterford. And what he's done for us there, we'll never be thankful enough for what he has done for us. And only for him, I think, we wouldn't have been here today. He'd really give us that extra little push there.
Speaking about finishers, Colin, what did you make of the two goals that Gavin Whelan got today?
Sure, Gavin is unreal. You know, he always gets into positions, and today he finally took them. Even though I think he dropped the first one, he was lucky to get it in, and he got on the end of the second, the high ball there. And, you know, a delight for Gavin, because he's a great club man. He's always up at the field. You know, he's a great servant to the club, and he's well known throughout the county. And, you know, it's delighted for the likes of Gavin there today to get his two goals, and I think he got a point there as well. So I'd say he'll be over the moon. He'll be on a high for the next couple of days.
You've lost a lot of important club people over the past year or so, Colin. Were they in your thoughts when you took the field today?
Yeah, absolutely. There, Ross mentioned it in his speech there. You know, you'd Neil Dalton there last week, and we lost Tom Kiley last year, who would have been a great club man. And my own granddad died there a couple of months ago. So, you know, we're 100% sure that they're looking down on us today, and they were there to help us get that little push over the line.